from San Francisco, California. This is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Friday, August 16th, 2019, and it is 6:16 p.m. when I'm recording this episode. This is day 16 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, where I attempt to do a show a day for the entire month of August. I'm losing my voice, so I need to wash it down with a fine Modelo here. Let me take a sip of this fine Modelo. I am beat. This is my first day of working, a full day of work. I got back Tuesday night. Wednesday, I worked for like a couple hours, easing back into it. Yesterday, I pressure washed the house. That only took me like 3 hours. And today, I worked all day scraping and priming and climbing on a roof and hanging from this steep roof to do a chimney. I was scared I was going to fall off the roof, but fortunately, I did not fall off the roof. So, a little tired, a little parched. I need to drink a more Modelo. Finished work today and unloaded all my paint stuff. Then loaded up my pressure washer so that I can, when I get to the mountain house tomorrow, waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm leaving the house at 4. I'm loading up two of the dogs. When I get there, I'm going to, I load up the pressure washer so that I can pressure wash the deck that's up there on the edge of Bureau of Land Management, BLM, where you can hunt. There's a deck up there. I'm going to pressure wash that, and the next day, well, I'm going to do that on Saturday. I'm also going to weed eater this garden area. It's like a four-tiered fenced-in area because my wife's coming with the dogs, and I'm going to weed eat that and rake all the weeds off the different wevels. Okay, get all that cleaned up, and I loaded up the pressure washer. I loaded up the weed eater. I loaded up my chainsaw because I'm going to chainsaw some trees as well and trim some branches. Thank you, Stephen Blackheart, for the tips. He told me that I should make sure that I push the handbrake after every time cutting something so that I don't cut my leg off. Well, thank you for that tip. I will try my best not to cut my leg off. I also loaded up the sprayer because I'm going to be spraying that deck that I washed. And I also am going to be spraying a fence and the barn and another fence that encases the propane gas tank, which is what the house, you cook with propane, the water heater runs off propane. I think that's it. The heater itself, there's a wood stove, the wood-burning stove. There's also a heater that runs off kerosene. Pardon me, I'm burping this fine Modelo now. I don't know how much kerosene's in that tank, but I guess I'll check that tomorrow as well. The water runs, the water comes from the river. There's the Trinity River. And there's a pipe that goes down underground, crosses the street underground, goes through the neighbor's yard, or goes through the across the street into other people's property, down into the river. And there's a pump down there at the bottom, and it pumps the water up into these two big, huge tanks that are at the top of the hill, and those flow down into the house. It's a really trippy system. It's not a well. It's fed from the river, and the water is not drinkable, according to the home inspectors. But it is. You can shower with it and all that. So, I I'm going to have to stop and get another 5-gallon thing of water. I'm going to eventually put a UV filtration system in the thing, but apparently nobody up there does that. They just drink bottled water, and they just use the river water to shower and all that. And some people boil their water as well, but I'm not going to boil the water. I'm just going to drink bottled water. So I got all that loaded. I also loaded up a little grill that I can cook with tomorrow, and I'm going to load up some, I have not done this yet, I'm going to load up some kitchen supplies, maybe a frying pan and a couple of pots and a knife and some utensils to eat with. And I loaded up the chainsaw, I said that already. That's about everything that I have loaded, and I'm looking forward to going up there and doing a little bit of work on the house. I'm going to take Monday off of work and stay up there because hunting season opens on Sunday. I went and renewed my hunting license today. I loaded up my bow And Sunday morning, I'm going to check the trail cam that I have up there and see if there were any animals up there. And I'll maybe go up into the woods and see if I see any animals on Saturday night. And maybe Sunday afternoon, maybe I'll load up a blind as well. And Sunday afternoon, I'll sit in that blind and see if I see any animals. And maybe I'll try to shoot a deer because I got my hunting license and I bought a deer tag. Also bought a bobcat tag, but you can't take bobcat until, I think the season doesn't start until October. Yes, people hunt bobcat in California. It's legal. You're allowed to have 5 for the entire hunting season, I believe. So one person is allowed to have 5 bobcat for the season. Apparently they're overrun and they're all over the place, which I've never seen one. But my wife does have a bobcat purse that John Menor made for her. Yes, animal rights activists, you can send your hate mail to rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. All right, so that's my plans for the weekend. I have an audio comment, which I meant to play while I was in the Keys, but for some reason, when I was doing the show from Backpack on my phone, this audio comment cut off halfway through. So I have heard half of this audio comment. So I'm going to play it again, and here you go. Hello, caller.
Hey, Michael. It's Bruce, the rock and roll banker.
Hey, Bruce.
From San Antonio.
I think Bruce McMillan, I think.
Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome. Thank you.
Today is Sunday, August 4th.
See, it's been a while.
About 6:30. Just opened my second Michelob Ultra of the day.
This is my second Modelo of the day. Best one.
I know that's wimpy beer.
Modelo's pretty wimpy beer too, Bruce.
I'm out. So there you go. I thought I'd give you a short Dog Days post. Gonna send a song along with this audio from a band called Stick from an album called Heavy Bag, and the song is called Grind, and I thought maybe get your opinion on it.
Okay.
The thing with this band is I'm the same age as you, so I first came across them, I don't know, maybe shortly after college, and I cannot find out anything about them.
Well, I got you beat because I've never heard of Stick.
Well, Universe, so maybe there's a one hit, not even a one hit, one album wonder that somebody in college turned me on to. It's pretty heavy. I really like it.
Oh, good. A little metal.
Put it on every now and then. So if you want to hear the whole album, do not you ask me to not send it to you, if you know what I mean.
I will not.
That would just be wrong.
Yes, that would be wrong.
Maybe for a Dog Days show, you could run it through your scoring system. Score the mystery album with Butler or something like that. So I will not send it to you if you ask. So anyway, let me know what you think. Hoping you have a great time down in Florida getting lobsters, and we'll talk to you soon. Stay frosty.
Stay frosty. Thank you, Rock and Roll Banker. You too can send me an audio comment, which I need for the Dog Days of Podcasting. Send them to rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. You can call area code 706-61-ROCK as well, but I'd rather you just record it on your phone and email it to me. Everybody has that capability on their phones nowadays. All right, well, let's listen. Oh, pardon me, I'm burping. It's fine, Modelo. I guess we'll call this Listening with Butler. So let me find the little jingle, which I have not played in years.
It's time for Listening with Butler.
A waiter.
And that isn't a waiter, my dear. That's a butler.
Well, I can't yell, oh, butler, can I? Maybe somebody's name is Butler.
You have a point. An idiotic one, but a point.
With Michael Butler from the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
All right. I don't remember who sent me that jingle, but that was a long, long time ago. Back probably the first year I ever did podcasting, which, by the way, my 15-year anniversary is coming up in like, first week of September or something like that. It'll be 15 years since I've been doing Rock and Roll Geek Show. So happy birthday to me. All right, well, let's listen to Grind from Stick, and then I'll come back and tell you what I think of it and say some parting words. There you go. The band Stick. I would give that a strong half, Bruce Rock and Roll Banker. But please do not you send me that, or do not send me that, because that would just be wrong. I would really appreciate it, friend. I would like to hear the whole album. All right. Thank you for listening. I will next be talking to you. I got to remember to bring these headphones that are in my left, these earbuds that are on my left hand, because I'm going to have to be doing the show from my phone up in the mountains. Fortunately, there's a small area up there on that street where there's reception, and that small area happens to be up on the hill where I live. So there's good phone reception, so I can upload the episode. I don't know what I'll be talking about up there, but you'll probably be hearing crickets and things like that, the great outdoors. So I'm looking forward to getting up there, leaving the house at 4 a.m. with a couple of the dogs. The wife will be coming the next day with the rest of the dogs. Thank you for listening, friends. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Find this show at rockandrollgeek.com. Find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. Find the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, also on Facebook. Just look for Rock and Roll Geek Show, closed Facebook group. There's two of them, but this one, the one that is the official one that I did not create, but I do approve people. You just have to answer two questions so I think you're not a Russian terrorist. Okay. The one with the most members is the official one. I don't know how many members, but there's two groups, and this one has the most members. All right. Find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. Find me on the Instagram, Rock and Roll Geek. Don't ask. I will talk to you tomorrow, friends.
It's a Rock and Roll Geek train wreck.